The Hood. In the moonlight, a steeple of cloth crowns the head of a good church-going man. Pay little mind to his serpent's tongue, his jagged teeth, deteriorated from chewing coal, his scornful eyes as bloodshot as the momentum of a bullet through soft tissue. Take his word that the rope was tied of good intentions, tied of great love for country, for family, for manhood. In imitation of Christ, he carried that cross here on his back. The fire set to it is not hatred. Moses will testify it is the healthy fear of God. Our brother in a gentler nature is only reminding us of our proper place, and in Sunday affection, we call him our hood. Come dawn, all the colored kids wipe ash from eye, pack their school bags, walk past the statuesque making monument of the corner in front of the liquor store, past the pigeon man passed out on the sidewalk, trace the dance of a Christian prayer across the busiest streets. In their classrooms, they read the same books that taught their grandparents, both things kinds of expository, unhinged at the spines from life without retirement, just like the old janitor, sanded down to bone, his hands callous. If one could count the splinters that have retired in them from pushing mops and brooms day after day, they'd have ample to recreate the accessory of the Messiah's end. What set mold for gold chains of rapper fame? While we sleep, he knocks against the window, shouting epithets, making threats, fires a few gunshots into the air for effect. We don't go outside. Don't confront him brandishing a pistol of our own. Don't call police, because the police are already here keeping order. We simply wait for law to pass. Around here, black men disappear without notice, never return from the liquor store a mile down the road. The rumors will spread, say he went for cigarettes, but in the end, became smoke drowned in wind. Funeral held in the church a few blocks away from Big Mama's house, its steeple a historical illusion in the distance. Everyone passed his casket dressed in dark, unmistakable ethnicity, even the men crying as fluently as faucet handles turn. The rope burns on his throat well hidden by a necktie. When night fell again, more shots. A couple windows broken by the butts of shotguns, fires ignited on crosses. We slept through it all, our bones of rock, the word in his mouth red hot, hateful, yet warm enough to live with. The fire, a tent, is pitched around in brotherhood wherever we go. That also reminds us why our blood is easy shed.